Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will find common ground and take it to the next level. I'm your host, David Clark. I'm a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. This show will encourage you to keep an open mind and open the door to new understandings. In so doing, you'll come to see that we're all basically the same. You may or you may not agree with things that are said. What I'd ask you to do is keep that mind open. This way you will see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Now, tonight my guest has not arrived in the studio yet. His name is Nelson Ebrew, and I am sorry to report that he's not here presently. So we may need to shift gears a little bit. I'm available to do out-of-body experiences. That's what Nelson was going to talk about. And I have had one, but I would invite anybody that's had an out-of-body or near-death experience to call in and tell us about it. Otherwise, I'm open to doing past life readings. I'm open to dialoguing about any topic that's near and dear to you. And if you'll bear with me a minute, I'm going to promote this show to Facebook. And I see that my number one fan is listening tonight. Hello, Patricia. How are you? So I'm caught a little bit off guard. Got to be Johnny on the spot and just go with the flow. So anyhow, let me put this message out to Facebook folks. And just to let you know some of our upcoming events, let me pull up the guest schedule. We do have on 9/11, mark your calendars, Dr. Bernie Siegel will be on the air, and we will commemorate 9/11, and we will continue our discussion about how you can heal yourself. It is you. It is the power within you that actually does the healing. For instance, back in the biblical days, when the woman touched Jesus' robe, that the disciples were so upset about, because how dare she have the audacity to touch the master, Jesus said to the woman, "It's your faith that has made you well." And that is the case for each and every one of us. It is our faith that makes us well. Now, I had a heart condition. I had a problem with arterial flow to the left lower chamber of my heart, and I went to the hospital to have a stent put in. And when the cardiologist did the catheterization, he says, "I don't know what to say. It's gone." And I said, "I know what to say." He said, "What?" I said, "Faith. Faith heals." I had lung disease. I had emphysema and COPD. Well, next checkup, I went in, doc listened to my lungs and said, "I don't get it, they're clear as a bell." And what did I say? Faith. So keep that in mind, folks, because that is the answer. We all have the power to heal within ourselves. Now, coming up next week, I have a new psychic by the name of Diana McClintock, and she's going to be on the Thursday night show. Again, my shows are every Thursday and Friday night at 7:30 p.m. Eastern Time. And I will be adding a Sunday show to the schedule come October. This Sunday, I do have a special edition show with two of my colleagues, one of whom is a radio colleague and both of whom are business associates with a new anti-aging technology. And the name of that show is going to be Create Your Own Economy and Create a Beautiful Life While You Grow Younger and Live Longer. And folks, that is possible. I've had doctors say you can live to be 150 years old. I've had some say it's possible to live to be, guess what, 1,000 years old. And I've had some spiritually gifted people say that if you choose to and you take care of your body and your spirit, your heart and your soul, that you can live in the body forever. And isn't that what was the promise to us before the Garden of Eden? And then when Eve supposedly ate the apple that revealed the tree of knowledge to her, then we became mortals. So who knows in God's kingdom what is possible? We're only beginning to tap into the possibilities that are out there. Next Friday, August 21st, I have Athena Starr back. She's one of my regular guests. She's a mystical psychic visionary, and she does free readings on the air. On August 27th, I have Chris Alexandria, who is an angel reader, or as she puts it, an angel chatter. I have another psychic on August 28th. And on 9/3, I will be doing past life regressions with people. As I did last month, I have been successfully able to regress everybody. The only rules are that you must keep an open mind and not stop and analyze. Other important guests, I have Dr. Bernie Siegel, as I mentioned it. I have another angel reader on September 17th. I have a porn producer and porn star who has got a master's degree in psychology, who's going to talk about the psychology of sex. So that's going to be a very different show. And then I have a pet psychic on September 25th. So that's enough for now. You get the idea. My shows are actually posted well in advance, usually a month in advance. And if you check blogtalkradio.com/authordavidclark, you will indeed be able to find out what the upcoming shows are. Now, I do see a caller here whose number I don't recognize, and perhaps that's tonight's guest. Let me check and see. Hello, this is David Clark. Who is this? This is Nelson?
No.
Are you
able?
I'm sorry, who is it?
This is Diana. I'm here at your
Hi, Diana. How are you tonight?
Oh, I'm okay. I'm good. How are you?
I'm excellent. I'm flying by the seat of my pants, though. My guest did not show up. And this has only happened once before, but I'm prepared to do past life regressions. Would you like one?
Oh, wow. Yeah, it's been a while. You know, I didn't like going to the people who put you through the trauma, so you don't do that part, right?
No, not at all. What happens is spirit in me will guide the eternal spirit in you to those lifetimes where you have some healing work to do that's affecting you in this life. And
yes.
So what you will just be objectively looking at that life, and you'll have aha moments. And then when you find the answers, and since you're the only caller right now, I had not planned on doing this tonight, we can go through as many lifetimes as you want.
Oh, no.
But let me
see what I can handle. If I say stop,
yes.
stop,
we won't do any more than you can handle, and you're going to be in an altered state of consciousness. I mean, it's not that you're going to be hypnotized, because I don't do that. You're going to be in an altered state because you're going to be in pure spirit form when I walk you into this, as I walk you into it. And so your spirit will know what is best for Diana. And if it's time for Diana to return to her present state of mind, that will happen. So the rule is, have no fear, keep an open mind, and do not judge, do not analyze, do not think. You just got to go with the flow. And before we begin, let's just see if there's a seed that can be planted in your consciousness. Is there any repetitive pattern in your life that's plaguing you? Any irrational fear? Any ongoing relationship problem, any struggle in your life, any of those things that you want to deal with and overcome?
Well, you know, I've been working on myself for so long, all that stuff, and then I do know a lot about my past lives. So, actually, I follow spirit, and I'm not attached to the outcome, and I do all that neat stuff. So,
that's
if there
cool.
was something, I'd probably just override it and hide from it or stop it and throw it out. Because I'm really good at resolving and throwing out. I have a surgical team myself, and they may come in to help you because they do.
Good.
So
that's
if you
wonderful.
See some white coat standing beside.
There you
because
go.
Because even though I know, like, one of the lives I was hung, it's like, I really don't want to go back to that one. You know, that's why I wanted to warn you. Don't take me through the trauma.
No, I'm not going to take you there. And if you go there, and you are in spirit, you're not the sensation of being hung. I mean, that's the mark of an irresponsible regressionist if they take you into the trauma so that you feel it at an emotional or physical level. That's not what this is about. So have no fear. And what I'd encourage you to do is to just take 3 deep breaths. In to the count of 7, out to the count of 7, and let me know when you're ready to proceed.
Okay, but just one thing. I would like to have a flow of money coming in, and I know a lot of that was from ancestors, even in this life. That was the mentality of my parents and everybody. So that's
well, you know, our DNA
I can come out of this and the money will flow. That would be great. All right,
there you go. You feel so what I'm hearing is that you feel like you have a block, that you're experiencing a block or challenge around money. Would that be accurate?
Well, now listen. One day I actually prayed the old way because, you know, I put myself in church when I was young, all different churches. So I prayed the old way. Every once in a while I demand to talk to Jesus. And when I do that, I demand to talk to Jesus. And I said, okay, I've done all of this work with the matching vibrations. It's there in my field. Can you show me how to put it in my hands? The next day, I earned $300 from people who bought things from me, and one was reading. But I was so shocked that it happened. I don't know how to make it happen again.
Wow.
So, there's something.
Well, you know, I can relate to that at so many levels, and I'm sure a lot of people can. It's just like serendipity when you open the door to some form of freedom and you forget the formula of how to get it. Part of the problem is that you try to think about it, you try to figure it out, and the way things happen in the spirit world is that you allow things to happen, and perhaps it was that attachment to the outcome that was the problem. You talked about how you don't want to have an attachment to an outcome, and yet when you draw that example to the forefront, there is an attachment there, and we need to cut the cords to all attachments, put forward our intentions, let them go, and then focus on being grateful for each passing moment. But send off those rockets of desire. Do a vision board for yourself. Create a vision, an end vision. Imagine what your life could be. Write it down. Be specific. Offer it up to God. And as long as it's not self-centered, say, this will serve the highest good for all. I claim it. It is so. Thank you, God, or something to that effect. I mean, you really want to claim it in the now moment because that's where everything is happening. Wouldn't you agree?
Oh, yeah. You sound like me. Did you go to the same school of learning I did?
Well, what school of learning did you go to? I went to the school of life, and then spirit taught me best.
That is what happens when your heart is open and you learn from what comes through your heart.
Yes.
Every morning I'm grateful before I even get out of bed. the first thing you said.
Same here, dear. And, you know, every day is an awesome day, and there's absolutely no limit to how awesome it can be, right?
Right.
Yep. And we need to wake people up to the fact that gratitude is the number one antidote to anything that's negative, like depression, anger, sadness, whatever. I mean, love is certainly the answer, but gratitude is a wonderful preventive measure. And even if we, you know, are bemoaning different things, we need to let go of that. That turns us into victims. We need to focus on the blessings and count them every day, no matter how big or small, because just the fact that we wake up and are alive another day, that's a big blessing in and of itself. And who knows what the day may bring if you remain open and go with the flow and keep a positive frame of mind.
Can I tell you something I did? And unexpected,
mm-hmm.
had nothing to do with money. But I can
sure.
work pretty good with nature. I can make things happen in nature.
Mm-hmm.
There was a rattlesnake that stole an egg from a bird, and the bird was going to fight it, and the bird lost. All this went on in my backyard, and I didn't like that. So I went to a time where I used to have a big black snake. If you know what Southwest Florida is like, it's swampland. So when I lived here before, I had a snake that stayed with me for 11 years and got bigger every year. I never had a rattlesnake in my yard, but yet we would see dead rattlesnakes in the road. They got quite big in that neighborhood. So I was like, if I still had that snake, that black snake, then I wouldn't have to deal with this little rattlesnake. It's baby, so wherever there's a baby, there's a mother. So. I went to the library like I usually do. I came back 4 hours later. There were two black snakes on my porch.
Oh, my.
So spirit works with me as nature. Sometimes
mm-hmm.
I can call energy from another dimension, like I have a black panther who came when I was very cold and shivering. I was actually so shivering that I was probably hallucinating because I looked up and I thought I saw this thing running at me for real. And I just thought, well, good, I'm going to die now, because I probably wanted to at that moment. I was leaving at a rest stop and I was freezing. And it jumped on me and I could feel its warmth. So through dimensions, they sent the Black Panther to me to warm me up, enough to wake me up to sit up, turn the heater on and all that stuff. So, I can do things in nature, but I'm wanting to be able to take the money off the trees and get my life going. I'm 62 now, and I put 30 years into nursing, but that was raising my kids' time. None of it got saved for me. But now, I want to live my holistic spiritual life, and it takes money.
It's your birthright. It's your birthright, and prosperity is all of our
birthrights,
you know? We're meant to lead abundant lives. Even Jesus said that. No?
Yeah, and I think that I was like Jesus, but I was taking on the way of we're supposed to be like Jesus. Even as a child, I wasn't taking on any kind of a money way. I was more or less thinking that people with the money were bad. That's how.
Well, he put out a real test of faith in giving up, you know, all the ways of the world and believing that his needs would always be taken care of. But that's not necessarily the message he was delivering to us. We're meant to lead an abundant life. We are all children of God. We are not, he was not the only son of God. We're all children of God. And as such, we are beloved, automatically forgiven of anything that may seem like a sin. And I don't believe in the notion of sin or shame. But, you know, we're meant to lead abundant lives filled with all blessings, and prosperity comes in every form, from love, joy, peace, to something tangible like money. You know, I mean, he said, in my Father's house there are many mansions, and we all should have a mansion and would if it were not for the greed in this world, and don't get me going on that.
Well, that's fine,
but,
because I'm seeing visions while you're talking. They're doing some work on my heart. I'm seeing some gold.
Well, dear, you're going to be very easy to regress. Shall we move in that direction?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay, would you breathe like I instructed? And when you're ready, just let me know.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, Diana. We're going to take a trip into that place within you where all time exists simultaneously. You will be totally safe in your spirit essence, the spirit essence of your oversoul, which is the culmination of all the intertwined lives and loves that you've ever experienced and are experiencing in this moment. And that's how we can gain access to them. And so, without thinking of anything in particular, I would like you to just listen to my voice and go with the flow. Do not judge. Simply be at peace and know that you are a beloved child of God who is having a human experience, who is having a spiritual experience. Now, if your eyes aren't closed, close them and open your third eye and tell me, what do you sense? What do you see? What do you hear?
Well, I see some kind of a person in a past life who I thought I was in love with, who was really some kind of a bad spirit. And before you even asked me what I saw, I was cutting the cord and chasing them away. They're very much apologizing.
What are they saying?
I'm just feeling apologizing vibrations because they're like thumped over, head down, you know, feeling like, oh, I got caught or something. I don't know, not so much I got caught as it's time for me to get out of. I don't know how many lifetimes ago this was either. The person looks
don't
more
even
like
think,
a
don't,
vagrant.
Yeah, don't even think about that. It doesn't matter. It doesn't matter. That's where you are now. Does this person have a name? Do you recognize this person from this life, your present life?
No.
Okay.
I can myself. I'll come over. It was like a cape on.
Where are you? What do you see besides this person?
I think I see myself being buried.
Oh,
my. Double the dirt.
Well, I'll tell you what. Perhaps that's what that person is so sorry for. Why don't we leave that alone and let's just travel a little bit. Let yourself imagine that you're on a nice, puffy cloud high up in the air, high up in the atmosphere where there's still air to breathe, and you're breathing, oh, such delicious currents of air, and you feel the breezes just pushing you along and caressing your face and your body, and it's so delicious to be alive and on your own little magic carpet. And now the carpet, the cloud, is starting to descend ever so gently. And it's coming down to earth, and it's going to take you to the place where you desire to be at that point in time, wherever that is. And without thinking, without judging, do you have any idea where it is that you are?
Well,
do you sense?
I'm flying with angels, so I haven't come back.
Okay, well. That's exactly what you are, probably 99% of the time, because you sound like a very illuminated person. So do you want to do any more time travel, or do you want to talk about illumination?
I don't know.
Okay,
I don't
well... Okay, you don't need to know anything. Sometimes knowledge is not necessarily a good thing. And What my spirit is telling me to tell you is that you're still thinking too much. You're thinking too much. That's keeping you left-brained. You need to go right. You need to go deeper and deeper and deeper into the true essence of your being, the all that is of Diana, your higher self. Your higher self will always protect you no matter where you are in whatever incarnation you're in. And perhaps you could ask your higher self, where should I go to seek illumination over money? Where should I go? Where? Take me there. Are you somewhere now?
I think I'm on the magic carpet now.
Okay.
But I don't
know
what you mean. See, you're saying I'm thinking. I probably am. I don't know
you are,
if
hon.
You're saying
you are.
Go where I want to go. But I don't know where I want to go. So.
It doesn't matter. It sounds like you want to be on the magic carpet. And that's a wonderful place to be because that's perfectly safe. And you can direct it at your own whim and your own desire. And perhaps you can visualize that magic carpet in your present life as a vehicle to take you wherever you want, and that you don't necessarily need to do anything with regards to money or other things in your life than what you do when you put forth the call to nature and make things happen there. You are a creator, as we all are. That means you are aligned with pure God essence, and you create your own reality. And for whatever reason, money has been somewhat of a block for you, and I think that is probably, I believe that is probably because you're attached to the result. And in so doing, that creates a form of poverty consciousness. Not to say that that's what you are, because you're leading a very rich life, and perhaps you're not meant to have money, but if you desire to have money, then I encourage you to put forth that intention and try to envision the life that you truly want to have. So let's do some future tripping. Let's do some future tripping, and let's hear what Diana's dreams are. Where do you want to live? What will your house look like?
Well, I got in a spaceship, and I don't know how I did that because I've never in this life had a spaceship to encounter, except for I saw myself with a beam from me to a spaceship when I woke up one time. But I've never, remember ever going on a spaceship. But while you were talking, I actually was beamed right up. I was inside. I was like sitting on my, where the window is, where all the stars are, and reading a book. So where did we go?
Well, my dear, you know what Spirit is telling me to tell you is that you have had some experience with extraterrestrials, and you probably have had a life as an extraterrestrial. Whatever it is, that's for you to take into your meditations and try to discern what significance that could have to you in this life, how that could add some meaning to what your current desires are, because whatever you desire from your heart, if it's not selfish, shall be granted, provided that you follow your heart's desires, stay in the moment, stay totally conscious, let the past go, burn the bridges to those aspects of your past that have troubled you, and remember them no more. And likewise, do not fixate on the future, just dream. Dream in your sleep. You can have lucid dreams. In fact, that's what the guest tonight, one of the things he was going to talk about was lucid dreaming. And so those are some suggestions I have for you. I don't know if any of that helped.
Well, yeah, definitely. And maybe that's why I'm not going so much into the past. Well, here I'm
I don't believe you need to go into the past. You said you were already aware of past lives. Do you want to tell us what...
Maybe if I mention, like, one life I was shot in the leg because I was running away from a captor. I've been an oracle person in many lives. So
mm-hmm.
I've always, you know, how they did people who were oracles. So I still have problems with that leg, but not like I have. It is getting better. I would like for it to totally heal because that was a different life, and it was brought into this life. I don't know why I still have to manifest having that weak leg because I'm over it. I'm done with it. So there has to be something left that has to be done in order to get full use of the leg back. So that's one thing that was created in a past life that still hangs on.
Well, you talked about being an oracle, and you talked about having been hung. I've been hung in a past life, too, so perhaps perhaps we were on trial together. But, you know, Diana, I'm going to have to sign off for now. I'm being called to do something else, and I'm so grateful you called in tonight. And I really would enjoy having you come on to my show again. If you go to blogtalkradio.com/AuthorDavidClark, you'll see the upcoming shows. And I don't know if you tuned in when I was saying what some of the current shows are, but they're all posted up through the beginning of September. And I would love to have you call in again.
Yes, and I have to do a reading for you sometime. So if you ever want to... go on Blog Talk Radio so you can have reading recorded, or if you just want a reading over the phone that's not recorded, that would be fine. So
that would be great.
You.
I'll tell you what. Let me give you my phone number. And for anybody that wants to do spirit life coaching or past life regressions, take this number down because I do a free consultation for spirit life coaching regressions. I do on a sliding scale up to $100. As a token of appreciation for my time and spiritual energy. And so I'm going to give you my number now, Diana, and to whomever else may desire to have it for whatever reason. It's area code 315-478-1086.
Okay. I hope you get some people calling you. So
thank you. Thank
excellent.
You so much, Diana. I really have appreciated having you on the show tonight. Let's just put it this way. There are no mistakes in God's world, and you became my guest for the evening. So how do you like that?
Wow, that's wonderful. Thank you so much.
Thank you, my dear. God bless. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience if we let go. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.